Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with your friends, Susie Ruffle and Tom Allen. Did you like that? I thought I'd do something
That's
different.
That's a different way to do it, isn't it? It must be nice if people are listening like continuously, which I think sometimes people do, to not have the same introduction.
Different.
Yeah, I like that, Suze. It's good to keep it fresh, isn't it?
Well, I thought after 8 years...
It's nice to change things up a bit, isn't
just
it?
Just once in a blue moon.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Oh, I've just got rid of my self-view, so I just got rid of my self-view.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to do the same. I don't need to look at her and her tired
and then,
face.
No, and now I'm looking just at you, which is much better.
Is it?
I'm good. I'm good, thanks.
But you had an air yesterday, didn't you? With Plymouth.
I had a lovely weekend in Devon and Cornwall, but then I had to come back early on Monday morning on the train from Plymouth, and the train was delayed. And so that was very stressful and frustrating because you want to go, yes, everything's great. Let's just get the nice train. And do you know what annoyed me as well was that the seat I'd been allocated was a table seat. But then I thought, no, I don't want to sit at a table because lots of people will come and sit there. Mm. But then somebody else sat at the table seat that I'd given up. And not only did no one sit with him, he also pulled down the blind. So I didn't get the nice Plymouth train ride view of the sea and everything.
Oh, Tom.
Because he was working on his laptop. He had one of those... I've got this pet hate, and I'm sorry if I'm going to offend the listeners here.
Oh, cool.
He had those headphones on that have got the microphone attached.
No, can't bear it. Can't bear
can't
it.
Bear
Who
them,
do you
everyone...
think you are? Britney Spears?
Well, or oh, like you're a helicopter pilot or something, and it always sounds like really... when you're talking. It's horrible.
But was he having phone calls on the train?
He had one phone call.
Honestly, I can't bear people having phone calls on the train. I think it's so rude.
I, more and more, you know, yes, I know I'm Edwardian in my ways sometimes, but I don't like it. I don't want to hear other people's conversations. I definitely don't want to hear their videos or music playing.
No, I mean, occasionally I'll answer the phone if it's like, oh, sorry, I just need to let a person know a thing. And I might move out to the vestibule.
Lovely use of the vestibule.
Thank you very much. But honestly, the other day I had to listen to a woman having like a medical conversation.
I was like,
Jean, I don't want to know about your clack. Like, wait until you get home. It was actually about athlete's foot, but even so, I didn't want to hear
about
it.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my God.
You know what I mean? Yeah, she was talking about athlete's foot. I was like, I don't need to hear this.
Oh no.
Also, like, she'd clearly like structured in a time for a doctor to call. It's like, that is going to be very unhelpful for that doctor.
Oh my God.
If the connection is bad.
Yes, because then when you, how do you get
Aren't they working hard enough?
Exactly. But then you have to go through the reception and they don't always answer
I mean, I'm sorry if anyone's listening, but receptionists that work in doctors, I mean, they have a lot of, they have power and they know how to wield it, put it like that.
Well, I have to say mine have been always very nice.
Mine have been fine, but there is one woman there who really loves, she loves the power.
Oh, does she?
She loves the power. Mm. Yeah, there you go. She loves the power. Mm. Okay. And she always says, what's wrong with you? And I think, well, I don't want to tell you.
I don't want to tell you.
That's why I'm seeing the doctor. Do you know what I mean?
That's why I don't want to tell you on this train. Yes,
Do you know
exactly.
what I mean? Yeah, I don't want to talk to you about my athlete's foot and my period pains.
On the train? Yeah.
Why on the Thames Link
anyway? Shouldn't you
to
be,
Cambridge.
Shouldn't you be working by- Yes. Oh, it's a nightmare, isn't it? But, you know, I popped on down to Abbey, fell asleep and it was fine. But
Fine.
It was still frustrating, but then I had to sort of go, no. And I felt bad because I put it on Instagram and then I thought, no, I don't like to be a moany person. You know, like people who put up moany things on social media.
Oh, well, of course, we often screen grab people that put up moany things. And
well,
send them
that's
to
the
each
thing.
Other
and then
I
was part of the problem. Yeah.
The issue, I screen grabbed you and sent it to another person.
You should have done as well. I deserved it. Like,
that's
I was being
deserve,
really sarcastic.
Tom.
Like, I love when the train gets delayed and I love it when they don't let you on the train, even though you're waiting, even though it's in the platform. and was in the station, I should say, and everyone's there, but they don't open the doors. They just leave you.
But why did they not go? Did they not have a driver or something?
Yeah, I think everybody was ready to go. It was the engineering works that overran.
That's...
And I did tag the train company in it, and no response. No response.
Rude.
So I'm now very, very angry with them. No, the staff on the train were lovely.
Yes.
And the train was new and the views were beautiful. When it got going, it was great. It was just that then we had to change at Reading and everyone was very helpful about that. But it's just like, why? Why has this happened?
Why is this hard?
Why is this so hard? But it's not that hard.
It's not that hard.
A bit annoying on a Monday morning. It's a bit annoying. And that's the thing. In the moment, they're annoying. And then as soon as you get to your destination, someone says, oh, that must have been awful. You go, oh, no, it wasn't that bad.
It was fine. I was just sitting down. Yeah.
Just sitting down.
Yeah.
I just wanted some sympathy.
I think that's understandable, I suppose. Where did you go? Where was that house that you went to, the man with the hammer? What is the story?
I've mentioned Man with a Hammer before on the podcast, and I do really recommend his account on Instagram, Man with a Hammer. And he has a house that he's been doing up. It's a big sort of 19th century house, Georgian, but also Victorian house. And it is absolutely beautiful. And he's sort of, it was absolutely dilapidated when he got it. And he's not an expert in doing up houses, but he's been doing it bit by bit. And it's so
Because it's like 30 bedrooms, isn't it?
I don't know if it's got as many as 30 bedrooms.
Or it's got 30 rooms.
Maybe it's 30 rooms.
Maybe it's 30 rooms. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that does sound, 30 bedrooms is insane. Maybe it's 30 rooms. Because I started to follow him.
Oh, right. Yes.
And now I'm obviously obsessed.
It's just a lovely... Well, for me, all I want to follow on Instagram are things that calm me down. So if people stop posting moany things like I did...
Like me did.
And if I did try and balance that moany post out by putting like all the things I was grateful for. So hopefully that counted it for anybody who was thinking about it.
I hope you were doing your grateful journaling on that train without
I was gratefulling actually.
Yeah. Could you be a bit more grateful, please, Tom?
Yes. Be grateful.
Some people don't even have trains.
Some people don't. Yeah, exactly. So I was grateful and thankful. And did my gratitude.
Tom, I'm pulling your leg. Tell me about his house.
But, well, I was just going to say, I like to follow calm, happy things.
Yes.
And interior accounts are often that for me.
A hard agree, as the kids would say.
And so I just thought, I'm going to, I years ago said, if ever you're in the area, pop in and say hello. And of course, I kept hold of that message in my mind. And lo and behold, when the time came, I was like, I'm in Plymouth, please can I come around? And he very gracefully invited me around. And took me on a tour of this, all the work he's done. Oh my goodness, the different colours, the beautiful units, the way he uses like foliage from the garden to make lovely floral displays. What a talented man.
And he bought it totally like a wreck.
Absolutely a wreck, yeah.
And is part of it still a wreck?
Well, a lot of it is.
Because he's doing it up as he's going.
Well, so you can see bits, and he often posts, I think, bits where the previous people are just sort of like, sort of put in a weird kitchen or put in a weird, like just gone like, oh yeah, I'm sure this is fine. And just not really thought that it might not look great. Mm. And so he does put in bits of that. And I think there was, a lot to be undone. But
sure.
It's really, I mean, just astounding what, you know, beautiful like cladding he has in the bathrooms and lovely, lovely sconces, lovely choice of lighting.
Oh, what's a sconce when it's at home?
It's like a candle holder or a lamp that sticks out from the wall, as far as I'm
aware.
Oh,
I love those.
I like those.
Now, a couple of things. First of all, as you well know, I also love a home interiors account. A home interiors or people cooking is my vibe.
That's nice.
And now, of course, women's football, because that's my new hobby. But there was a woman on TikTok who had bought a house. I think maybe she was in America. She might have been in the UK. I can't remember the ins and outs of it. But here's the thing.
You didn't ask to see her passport.
I didn't ask to see her passport. What would you do in this scenario? She bought a house. It was like a very nice sort of maybe like an end of terrace house. So maybe it wasn't the UK. And she had a cupboard under the stairs. And she thought, I wonder if I could make this a bit bigger.
Oh, no, it was a porthole.
Yeah, now she's in another realm.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, she lives with the fairies now.
You get your
now.
Surveyor to check for that. Yeah.
For other realms, for exactly. time slips. You know that, you know about a time slip, don't you?
Of course, yes,
you
of
know,
course.
You must be careful of time slips.
Not to be confused with the time step, but anyway.
Which is yes. very different, yes. So she hammered through, didn't she? Tom, it had a whole basement. The exact same no. sort of dimensions of the house.
Oh, no.
All empty, all like covered in dust from like, you know, had no one had been down there for like 70 years. All the original features.
A skeleton.
But here's the thing, Tom. Mm. Here's the thing. Why would someone, package that up? Why would Tell
you,
me why.
Why would you block it?
Why?
Yes.
Why?
Why would you do that?
I would be very concerned. I would be very, very concerned about what it means. Re-portal, re-time slip, re-ghost, re-body.
I would be very worried as well. But I'd also be thinking, what a great cinema room.
Oh, absolutely.
And that would kind of balance it out for me, you know?
Oh, and, you know, all the original features.
Oh, my goodness.
Love all that, as you
love all that. I think that is, I would embrace it. And if there's a ghost watching films with you, so be it.
You know, and did you get the vibe at all that the man with the hammer's house was haunted?
No, I didn't. Because, you know, my mum will always say, oh, I got a funny feeling about that place. Oh, I didn't like, I got a cold feeling about that.
A feeling in your waters.
Yes, a feeling in your waters.
Yes, that sort of thing.
I didn't
get
that.
Which is actually what that woman was talking about on the train when she rang the doctor.
No wonder she wanted to speak to him. I didn't get a haunted feeling from it.
No, not at all.
I think because lots of bright colours.
Yes, and good vibes.
A happy feeling. Yeah, a happy feeling. So I think there wasn't a ghost there.
So, you know, I was speaking to you the other day, Tom, on the poddy about the fact I'm doing up the lounge.
Yes. Now, how's this going, the emerald green?
No, I've had a change of heart.
Oh.
And I don't know how you're going to feel about this.
No, I want to hear.
But I love it. We're going for...
Black.
No.
Okay.
Navy blue on the walls.
Lovely.
And a pink ceiling.
Gorgeous.
And pink in the bookcases.
What you don't realise is behind you is exactly that colour scheme.
Well, no, I've not got pink on the ceiling.
No, but look what you've got on that frame.
Oh yeah, so I do. So it's but it's a bolder pink than that. It's sort
oh,
of
bolder.
Like a,
okay.
like a very like pow pink.
Hot pink.
Yeah, like maybe Cerise. Yeah, like not boiling hot, but like...
Tepid pink.
No, not tepid. Still like... You know the temperature you want to drink a coffee? That.
Oh, pink. That's a good temperature. Okay, yeah. Ambient.
And we've done the bookcases. And then all the woodwork is going to be blue. So it's going to go all the way down.
The same blue.
The same blue all around. Blue on the... what are they called? What they called at the bottom, the bit of wood, skirting boards. They'll all be navy as well.
And haven't you got a lovely plate rail at the top, if I imagine that?
Yes, so it's going to, so the pink's going to come as low as the sort of picture rail.
That's nice.
Yeah?
Lovely.
Do you like it?
Love it.
Well, there you go. I'm absolutely loving it.
I can't wait to see
it.
That.
Yeah, well, what I did was I went on Pinterest, didn't I? I went on you Pinterest.
Know, yeah, go on.
And they don't sponsor our podcast, but what they did.
Lord knows we'd love it if they did.
Lord knows. What I put in was... dramatic things to do with a Victorian living room.
Great.
That's what I want.
Great.
I want drama.
Well, I think you should go all out on the drama with it, yeah.
Well, do you know what? I've been very inspired by your mustard wall.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Oh.
Because I think that's quite bold.
Well, I'm enjoying that colour scheme. What Man With A Hammer said.
Go on. Dear Greg, tell us everything.
He was saying...
What's his name? Or is he called Man With A Hammer? Which is quite
he's called Greg.
Name.
He's called Greg.
Okay. Hi, Greg, if you're listening.
I hope he will. He said he's like unashamed. If he's painting a room or thinking about painting a room a certain colour, he gets big boards with the colour on it. He paints like areas, different areas of it. He's not shy about it. And I was like, oh, yes, I need to be more like that because I'm so scared of like messing it up and going, oh, no, and now I can't make up my mind. And I've just got all these like bits of colour everywhere on the wall and it looked really messy. So I'm like, oh, no, I must get it perfect. But that's silly, isn't it? It shouldn't be like that.
Well, you know, this sort of need for perfection, it spills into our lives and it spills into everything.
It does, doesn't it, Suze?
And it's all bollocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what's
true,
really
isn't
perfect?
It?
What is nothing. Perfect? Well, and nothing's perfect. But also, if you strive for it, you'll end up disappointed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what. And they will end up tired and annoyed.
Yeah. I mean, perfect for you. Don't worry about perfect. Anyone else thinks. Perfect Tom, me. What would your dad say? Just do what you want to do.
Do what you want to do. Yes, he would. And yet in my mind, I'm like, oh no. Mum will say, oh, I'm not sure about that. Like,
well, no,
mustard.
Of course, my mum went, oh, that's bold.
Did she?
Because she thinks it's too dark for a living room.
Well, is it the navy blue light behind you?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's lovely,
a different colour, but a different one, but something similar for sure. But yeah, our house is quite dark because we've got the emerald green in the in the hallway, and Mum thinks it. But my mum wants everything grey carpet,
light colours,
grey sofa, grey white walls, grey.
Well, what I would recommend is if you're worried about it being dark, I mean, I don't think you are worried. But
turn on a light.
Turn on
Get
a light, so you can have like nice lamps and things, which I think makes a room feel cozy.
Oh, you know? For sure.
Oh my God, we've descended into just talking about lampshades.
But I think this is content.
This is the sort of thing people love.
Now, I'll tell you what we do need to talk about.
Oh, what, Suze?
We did a live show, didn't we?
Oh, we haven't spoken to people since that. I hope they liked it.
I hope they liked it. We had fun, didn't we?
Oh, we had such a laugh. Dear Chris Sweeney, friend. We did it as a mashup with our friends at Homo Sapiens, like-minded homos, we called it.
A mashup.
A mash. Is that what people call it?
Yeah, mashup. I love that. Love that.
Love that for you. We had such a lovely time.
We did. We really did. And it was lovely.
Lovely to meet so many of the listeners. And then, you know, we meet listeners all the time. All the time. People come up to us.
Yes.
People at tour shows will sometimes shout out Clang.
That's very exciting, isn't it, when that happens? I love that.
People come up, you know, people.
What's wrong?
Sorry. I'm getting a call. Oh, no, I can't answer that now. Oh, just decline. But I can't deal with phone calls at the moment. I can't.
Oh,
no,
okay. Just, you know, you're feeling just a bit overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed, yeah. Just that's not odd. In a bad way, but just like I can't. I think this world of constant messaging is too much.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
I've said it. I just can't. I think it's got to go.
People shouldn't be able to get in contact with you all the time.
I just think phone calls, text messages, WhatsApps. Just all the different platforms.
Instagram messages,
Facebook messages.
Yeah. And now we've got to put everything on Instagram all of the time. Because now it's like you've got to, you know, when you get a, I mean, I don't know how much this happens for us, but I certainly know that I've got actor friends that have had casting directors ask them how many followers they have on Instagram.
Oh my God.
That's the world we're living in. We've got to like constantly put out content.
Oh my
and
God,
I hate it.
Constant content. Gosh, what can we get cast in?
what level can are we get at? Cast in? Oh, kill the midwife. A husband and wife.
Oh, when are they going to get in touch with us about that?
I don't know.
I think enough is enough. Like
with the constant messages or with kill the midwife?
With kill the midwife. We've bombarded them with impressions, praise, meeting members of them, of the cast. Yeah.
I mean, I think that, you know, your friend
it's not
mine,
too much is it
show, has got in touch with them, and I just don't think they're interested.
They're not picking up what we're putting down.
No, tell you what, they're the cause that they're ignoring.
What about if we went there as extras? We could maybe be in the market around the corner under
I'd
the
love
tunnel
that. Or
like stealth, absolutely,
yeah,
stealth.
love that
oh, we could in do the, that film it on our phones
in the background of Val's shop.
Oh yeah, that would be
right.
Lovely, wouldn't
looking
it
at some ribbon.
Excuse me, do you have this in a pale blue? Something like that.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Are you a woman?
Yes. I blame a 85-year-old housewife in it. Yes. Something
Hello.
Like that.
Hello.
Yeah,
I
maybe
love that to you.
Some visiting nuns. Nuns on
You'd
the
be
room.
A good nun.
Oh my God,
testicles,
imagine.
Westicles, wallet, and watch.
A lovely film, underrated, I think.
Yeah.
I just think it's not too much to. Pop on a wimple, pop down to some Nananatas.
Nananatas, I'd love it. You know I'd love it.
Just tell Jenny
I'd love more.
It's closing. It's actually closing now, so clear out. And then she has to go like, St. Nananatas is closing. And then she has to mean it this time rather than constantly like lying to us about how St. Nananatas might close. I have managed to secure safe.
Why is she a robot? Who's a robot in this scenario?
Jenny Acter is the robot.
She's
I think
not
that's
a robot,
the big reveal coming at the end.
She was a robot all along.
She was a robot all along. She was a fembot, a nunbot.
Vanessa, you're a fembot. good fun.
Yeah. I just don't think it's too much for us. Maybe we could be painter decorators.
Are you saying that because I'm a lesbian?
No, because we've been talking about interiors.
Oh, fine. Tom, should we have some emails before we leave our friends?
Oh, God, yeah. Another well-structured episode from us, I feel.
Another one. Ambassador, we're spoiling you. Hey, Susie and Tom, love.
Sorry.
Could you stop choking?
Sorry. I could be in the hospital.
Yes, you could. He's got consumption.
Yes, and you're bringing me in. I don't know what to do with him.
He ain't stopped coughing. His father went with it.
Yeah, his father was the same. Yeah.
Do you like that? Smoke?
Yeah, something like that.
You've got a pipe in your hand.
Yeah, calls our smoke. I'm a man.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
He used to work down the mines.
There aren't any mines in Bobler. I know, that's what made it so difficult. He dug his
The dock? Do people cough in the dock?
Oh, they worked down the dock, didn't they? They loved it.
Oh, yeah. Loved it at the dock.
Loved it down the docks.
Brendan Hughes has been in touch, Tom, all the way from Australia. Can you believe?
What? Oh, my goodness.
Northern Irish staffy dad living in Brisbane.
Congrats.
Hey, Susie and Tom, loved a like-minded homos pod.
Great.
Susie loves a crowd. She's extra naughty. Did you find me extra naughty?
I did actually, Susie.
Did you? Oh, I love that for us.
Very mischievous.
Dear Susie and Tom, fellow like-minded friends here, and absolutely compelled to write in following your discussion of the clarinet and the saxophone and their respective sex appeals. I'm a professional musical theatre musician.
Oh, my God.
Flute, clarinet, sax, oboe.
They've got the whole woodwind covered.
This is Tom, and I'm very proud to say that you've both accompanied me on a world tour last year and now a Disney UK tour. And tuning in every week has been a lovely taste of home whilst I've been working and travelling. I must agree, Tom. The saxophone is highly sexualized. And the sound of it as a youngster often used to make me uncomfortable. However, as a pro sax player now, I can see why so many people love it. The saxophone is so expressive. I love the feeling I get from performing live in the theatre and clubs.
This is not a conversation for us.
With bands, and although I don't consider myself a particularly sexy sax player, I enjoy the puns, e.g. sax appeal, saxy bee, sax addict, sexual healing.
Yes, endless.
And a little shout out to my sax band, the Sax O'Clock News. Love that.
Oh, lovely.
Love it.
They play in the sexual health clinic.
Oh, probably. Have you ever tried listening to the classical saxophone?
No, I haven't. Sorry.
It's an entirely different tone.
I bet.
And with a complete embargo on hip thrusts. So definitely recommend it as a gateway into falling in love with the sax.
Okay.
And yes, I agree. The clarinet can pretend to be jolly, but almost as though through tears.
True.
Love the podcast. Bye, 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 bye. And that's from Tom with a H.
Tom with an H. As a Tom sans H. I respect it. And also, thank you for that lovely missive. I will give it a go because I know our mutual friend Will, he was in touch with me.
Dougs?
Privately.
Will Duggan? What did he say? He'll come around and play the sax for you.
He said, how dare you be, something along the lines of, how dare you be embarrassed by my saxophone playing? I've never actually seen him play the saxophone. So maybe I could encourage him. Maybe I could sort of pay for a private.
You want Will Duggan to dance for you?
I know. I want him to saxophone for me. In a classical manner with no hip thrusts.
Embargo on hip thrusts.
Yes. I imagine there might be some sort of Victorian device for avoiding that. Yes. So I think maybe I should encourage him to recommend some albums perhaps I could download.
Yes, that's a good idea. Shall we have a couple more
I would like that.
A couple more emails.
I'd like
that. This one says, Mum's Day shout out. It's a bit late, but I hope that's okay. Hi, Susie and Tom. I've been a listener since the beginning.
Oh, God.
When I heard Tom on another podcast plugging this one. Oh. I've listened religiously, in a wimple, every single week since. Apart from when you only recorded on the third Sunday on a full moon. Oh, yeah, do you remember that?
That was a different time. We were very spiritual then.
We were. I just wanted to give a shout out to my mum. And I hope this will go out on a future pod because she listens religiously. They both listen religiously. She loves you both. And Susie, we're seeing you in Brighton soon alongside Joe Lycett. And I'm really looking forward to it. Tom, my mum saw you in Crawley on your most recent tour. I have to apologise that you were being heckled by her whilst interrogating my head teacher.
Well, we do have fun on those tour shows.
I had to do a lot of apologising at work the next day.
I didn't. I think I do remember that. Oh, yes.
Was it fun?
Yeah, fun. Crawley's a fun community.
It is. I like Crawley, yeah. The reason I want to give her a shout out is because she's truly incredible. I've recently ended an 11-year marriage and she was there the same day to scoop me up and look after me. Oh. Later that day, I came out to her and told her I was gay. I did this when I was 14 and her reaction was unchanged. She knew I wasn't happy deep down and she embraced me and my new-ish identity. She's been my rock through my whole life and more recently, when my life fell apart, she was there to pick up the pieces. She's recently fractured her ankle, finding out the same day I tore my tendon in my hand and she still came to pick me up from the hospital and make sure that I was okay. Of course, this was against doctor's orders, so I won't give her name away. She's seriously the best and that's just a snippet into the fabulous woman that she is. So please, 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 please give her the shout out she deserves.
Aww.
Anyway, can't wait to see you live again, Susie. This time as a raging gay living her best life. Tom, I'm hoping to catch you live again soon. I came to the show of yours at the Soho Theatre years ago where you spoke about teachers and I can 100% say that's exactly what it felt like being one. Thank you. And that's from Lily.
Lily, thank you so much.
What a lovely email.
What a nice email.
And shout out to Lily's mum. What a ledge.
Oh, what a nice what a nice message to receive.
So nice.
Of course, the mother figures in our lives are so important, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Mother superior, you might say.
You might. Oh, that's very good, Tom. Mm-hmm.
If I was a nun, I'd be a mother inferior, I think. but that's just me.
I love that.
That's lovely. Oh, that's so nice.
Right, Tom, we should probably leave it there.
Oh, let's. I've got to go and get in the shower.
Tom, haven't you only gotten to 1:30?
I know. I didn't get up till 11.
Oh, good. Oh, you tired. Probably needed
too
it.
Too tired.
Is your phone making you more tired?
Well, I mean...
Because of all the, like, the constant... Are you feeling exhausted by the constant everyone wanting a piece of you?
No, not...
Do you feel like Britney Spears?
I actually like the social media interaction. Mm. I just sometimes find trying to remember to do everything that just sort of domestic things are actually the things.
Oh, yeah, no, I totally agree. I feel totally overwhelmed all of the time.
Sort of thing.
But, you know, I've arranged to get my ceiling painted pink, so...
Well, that's great. That's the sort of thing that can be a little stressful.
Yeah. Anyway, Tom, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week for sure. And just be good, everybody, okay?
And I love you very much.
Love you too.
You look after.
You too. Okay.
Okay, bye then. Bye. 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 Bye.